And currently we have 34 degrees in Lynchburg, 30 in Bedford and Appomattox, 30 in Roanoke and Salem, and 36 in Danville. Our temperature's not moving much.
No, it's not.
For whatever reason.
So it's Friday, and if you were listening to the end of the last hour, we had that pug. You posted it on our Facebook. It's almost got 13,000 hits on the video.
I know.
So it's getting a little traction.
So funny. And we've all had dogs that are just big babies. I had a dog named Dixie. She was a corgi beagle mix.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the same way.
Right.
She didn't have quite that scream on her.
Right.
But she would howl and fuss and cry mm-hmm. if you tried to trim her. And I literally fell prey to the petty paw, whatever rush of mm-hmm. 2012, whatever
right.
that was, you know, when petty paws were everywhere.
Yeah.
And she would let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
We could use the petty paws on her.
Okay.
But anything else, no, sir.
Well, we bought that little grinder, you know.
Yeah.
And a 9-volt little guy, you know. It's
about petty paws. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, because you can use this as it's a Dremel tool. So
basically,
you can use it for tool.
But it has a little
things.
Protector
yeah.
on it. Yeah.
So our dog, Kara said, here's what you do. This is what I learned online is you turn it on and you let it. You stick it against their body and let
right.
them feel the vibrations
yeah.
so they get used to the noise. No,
uh-huh.
none of that worked with Oliver. None of it.
None of it.
None of it. As soon as you turned it on,
he would run.
Got all wide-eyed and, you know, and all that. And he I should have videotaped some of him because his is a shriek when he does
when
his
When he
thing.
Does it.
Oh,
okay.
my gosh. It's
well,
piercing.
And Buddy, when Buddy gets his nails clipped,
mm-hmm.
he is also a big baby.
Right.
And he has to get a treat for every nail.
Oh, oh gosh.
So, and this is at the vet.
Wait a minute.
They're
How
like,
many nails does that
like,
dog have?
Does they're like,
have...
well, we got it done, but he had to have a treat
a
for every
box.
One. That's right.
Jeez.
He's like, I'm no fool. Mama didn't raise a fool. But now he's outside so much and he runs so
right,
much.
Right, so it keeps him worn down.
So,
yeah.
You know, he may never need another
trimming.
Nail visit again yeah. now that he's, you know, in the wild acres there. He just kind of does his thing.
And then the curly one, is that the dew?
The dew claw.
Yeah, the dew claw. That's,
right.
That one's always difficult.
Yeah.
It's trying to figure out where the wick
I don't
is.
Do, I don't do any of it.
Yeah.
And my little guys, their nails, my Winston and Baxter, mm-hmm. their nails are so teeny, teeny, tiny.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Almost like the nails on a raccoon.
they're so tiny. Oh, and mm-hmm. thanks to those of you who sent me raccoon pictures, because I said I would be so happy. and somebody texted in wanting to know if gorillas are essential. Well, apparently they are at the San Diego Zoo because they are getting
gosh.
COVID vaccinations.
They are getting COVID, but, you know, the reaction hasn't been always good.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. They had to, the clinician had to go wipe down after that.
That's not good.
Yeah, just grabbed it and threw
All right,
it right at him.
Stop.
I'm sorry. It's just, what happens?
You're going to start getting texts.
It's part of the animal kingdom.
It is.
It's
nature.
Survival of the...
of the fittest. Switching gears.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. Back
Pomo to... is in hot water.
Yeah.
He keeps getting... It seems like there's one story after another story
right.
after another story.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like he's still getting by with so much more than governors have in the past.
Right. Well, Governor Christie, I just looked into it during the break there. His bridge gate. Where he actually stopped traffic on George Washington Bridge, I believe it was, because I've taken the article down already. But it actually went through this whole big process. They couldn't get Governor Christie for anything, and they thought, finally, we got him. We got him. Well, they got one of his aides, did 13 months in prison because of the holding up of not allowing certain people to go across the bridge because they... had spoken poorly of Governor Christie and his policies. And I don't know how they timed this thing, but they managed to hold up these people on the bridge. And it was apparently from the governor's request. But it never reached as high as Governor Christie. But one of his aides went to prison for it.
Mm.
It's crazy. And so I'm just wondering if any of, you know, maybe they won't get to Andrew, but maybe some of his people, because we heard during the news break, some of his underlings were the ones that were falsifying things. And saying, hey, don't push those numbers, hold those numbers back. So it sounds like it's a small little conspiracy going on as far as how many people, you said earlier in the show, 6,500 were reporting when it was more like 13,000.
15.
Oh, 15,000.
15,000.
Yeah, so.
And he specifically went to them and said, well, don't share those numbers.
Right.
Don't share the numbers of the ones that left the facility and had to be hospitalized.
Right, right.
Because they were dying.
Mm-hmm.
Just the ones who died in the nursing homes. Just list those.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know, you know, well, more. Of course they were sent to the hospital. If they were that sick, of course they went to the hospital
and I remember before they died. The beginning of this thing, the President Trump bent over backwards.
Right.
They sent that Mercy ship up there, and then they built a virtual huge hospital
Middle
of New York City.
Yep.
And it ended up all getting shut down because they didn't use it.
It just
didn't make any sense.
And then you've got his brother Chris Cuomo, who says he can't cover his brother because it wouldn't be appropriate.
Right.
He could cover it when the news was good, but now that the news is bad, it wouldn't be appropriate for him to cover it. When he was calling him the love gov, and it was all, you know, touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually, you know, report the news, can't do that. That would be a conflict of interest to actually give the news. So we can't do that.
Yeah.
And now his tweets are being brought out.
Oh, yeah, from 6 months or 8 months
ago? Yeah, because he was questioning the Florida numbers. Yeah.
Governor DeSantis
was
bad.
Can we really trust these numbers that we're getting out of Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently more so than your brother's numbers.
Right.
We can.
I can tell you, if there was something happening in a Republican state, we would know it.
Oh, yeah.
They will move heaven and earth to nix a conservative or a Republican. And they're doing it. I mean, you know, Brother Biden called them all Neanderthals in those southern red states because they're lifting the COVID restrictions.
Right.
And we'll see what happens. You know, the numbers don't lie unless you're cooking the books, of course.
Right.
But, you know, the numbers in Florida have been good, and they have a huge, senior adult community.
Oh, absolutely.
In that state.
That's what they're known for.
Yeah, I mean, it's a retirement state. So you got more vulnerable people, but yet that state has continued to move forward. So, you know, yeah, look at Newsom and look at the governor in New York and the clampdown, but yet they've got the highest numbers.
Right.
Something's not adding up here.
We got a text in from Jay. We were talking about the immigrant situation there and how they've all got the Biden shirts on now.
Right, right.
He said, I swear I saw one of the immigrants on the news yesterday, and it was a little girl that was about 4 or 5 years old. It was really sad. I saw a couple with a baby. This is why they need some kind of order at the border. If people are going to come... now, but it's already out of control.
Mm-hmm.
I fear the Biden gang will only make things worse. Have you seen anything that will give you the confidence that they can handle this? Because I sure as hell haven't.
Wow.
And he is encouraging them to come.
Yeah.
He absolutely is encouraging them.
You know.
And now you have these stories coming out talking about this, they're calling it Biden's border surge, and they've literally created a crisis in record time.
Mm-hmm.
Legal tools and programs that made the border secured have been systematically destroyed.
Destroyed, right.
Now.
Yeah.
So there was the ICE director, Tom Homan, spoke yesterday claiming that that it wasn't long ago that illegal crossings on the southern border were at historic lows during the Trump administration.
Right.
The president accomplished this in part by obtaining agreements with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and by building the wall that he promised to build to protect America and slow illegal entry into the United States. This is a wall that the data clearly shows works and a wall that the experts on the border will attest works.
Right.
The historic low in illegal border crossings was also due to the Remain in Mexico program, along with the Title 42 designation that require most illegal aliens to be immediately returned to Mexico because of the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But in a little over 40 days, the Biden administration has taken almost every one of these accomplishments and ended them.
Right. Dana Perino talks about it here, Janet. Everything that Trump did, Biden does the opposite.
So looking at this as an outsider, it seems to me that none of this was very well thought through, except for that it definitely was, let's do something the opposite of what President Trump was doing. And there were some things that maybe you could have done better. But I brought a list for Jesse on a few things. One of the first things was promising an eviction moratorium. That's one thing that will happen. Ending the Remain in Mexico policy. That was actually a good policy. And the Mexicans were participating. And then now all of a sudden that went away, so now the Mexicans don't have to do that anymore. They nominated a health secretary, Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, the attorney general from California who wants to be HHS secretary. He advocated for free health care for illegal immigrants when he was in California. That's one of the reasons that his nominations had a little bit of the skids in the Senate. And he gets pushed through by the Democrats, he will be the first one that ever goes without a majority vote in the committee. And I think that's partly it, because if you start to...
So free health care, you know, we've got for the new immigrants, illegal ones, by the way, coming across the border. Let's flip around. Like you just said, everything that Trump did, we're going to try to undo it. And it was successful. Yeah, and the one thing she mentions in there, the Remain in Mexico. Mexico was actually helping us with keeping their own people in their own country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all been flipped on its head as well.
Well, this acting ICE director in this interview said, I wrote an op-ed for Fox News where I predicted that if Biden became president, we would lose control of the southern border. Mm-hmm. I was attacked by critics who said I was using scare tactics to get President Trump reelected. The same critics ignored my almost 35 years spent enforcing immigration law as a Border Patrol agent, special agent, and acting ICE director. My experience meant nothing. I was fear-mongering, according to many.
Right.
I have said many things about immigration at the border since I retired in 2018, and I challenge anyone to find anything I said that hasn't come true. There is a surge of illegal immigrants at our border right now, and we have already lost control. There are over 4,000 apprehensions a day.
Wow.
An additional 700 to 1,000 gotaways, according to the Border Patrol.
Wow.
When Jay Johnson was Homeland Security under Obama, he made the statement that 1,000 arrests a day along the border is a bad day. Mm-hmm. Well, we are four times that number now, and soon we'll be five times that when Title 42 ends, and probably much worse. I believe we'll see a surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border that will be unprecedented.
Yeah. Hey, we have a couple calls on the line. We're going to go to break first so we can do them and give them ample time. We'll be back. It's 8:18 on the Morning Jam on a Friday. Welcome.
Start your mornings on the right foot
and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
You wear a mask to show you care, that you can help reduce the spread of COVID-19. So your community thanks you. The Virginia Department of Health thanks you and asks you to learn more at vdh.virginia.gov.
We're joined by Mark Creasy. CampbellHeatingandCooling.com is where you can learn more about them, and on Turkey Foot Road in Lynchburg, just off Route 460. They are your trained comfort specialist. Mark, you guys have been that for a while. What does that mean for those needing your services?
Yeah, we've been a trained comfort specialist dealer, Ed, since 1999. And what that does, basically, it allows us to offer the higher-end equipment to our customers. We're also certified to work on that equipment as well.
CampbellHeatingandCooling.com to book your appointment and learn more about your trained comfort specialist off of Route 460 on Turkey Foot Road in Lynchburg. Mark, 0% financing for the first 36 months. How well has that been received, and how well are people receiving it now?
It's been very well received, Ed. Giving the customer the flexibility of spreading out those payments has really, really been very attractive to customers.
Both benefits with CampbellHeatingandCooling.com. Trained comfort specialist for over 20 years and 0% financing for the first 36 months. Mark, thank you for sharing more with us.
Thanks, Ed.
Visit CampbellHeatingandCooling.com and give them a call today to schedule your appointment with Campbell Heating and Cooling on Turkey Foot Road in Lynchburg, just off Route 460. See your independent trained dealer for details. Call 888-653-0051 for financing program details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99% for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb, inviting you to join us mornings on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
6 to 9 every morning. We'd love to start the day with you. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
It's the Morning Jam, 8:21. It's a Friday. Things really happening fast here today, and we have a couple callers on the line. Janet, we'll go to Alan first. Good morning, Alan. We're trying to work you both in. So what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, y'all really think something's going to happen to Cuomo? Did you not see Ralph Northam and Justin Fairfax and Ted Kennedy, Swalwell? I could go on and on. Well, yeah, Jerry Condit.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
The difference is you got Democrats going after him.
Right. Yeah, is the difference.
And the media is not aligning themselves. They're distancing themselves.
Right.
And you didn't see that, I think, in these other cases you just brought up.
You didn't see it with Kennedy, certainly. You didn't see it with Northam. I mean, they gave him a pass.
Yeah.
But and they defended them.
Well, Fairfax got a pass.
He did. But here, even the Dems are like, dang.
Dang.
You know, he cut those numbers in half. And, mm-hmm. I mean, even his own people are going after him.
And I think something.
Well, I mean, I don't see anything. I think if he run again, I think he would probably win. That's just the way it works in Democratic politics. I mean, I could say I was a Democrat and I could get away with anything I wanted to, you know, so they never.
Well, I mean, if
when,
that's.
Do you know of any Democrat that's ever gotten put in jail or anything for anything?
Oh, yeah. The governor. Hey, just look at the last three governors in the state of Illinois. I think two of them did time.
Right.
So it does happen.
Well, I mean, I listened to Tara Reid last night on Greg Kelly when I was coming back from Tennessee. And Joe Biden raped that woman. And nobody cares. They buried his story. Nobody cares. She was very credible last night, and it's just beyond the pale. Someone has a daughter, Cuomo or any of these guys doing this stuff, just gets my blood boiling, you know?
Well, I get that.
It does all of us.
Well, time will tell on this one, Alan. We'll have.
Yeah, we just
got to.
All we
can
do is watch and wait.
Yeah, and we'll report on it, and we'll keep giving you the sound bites.
And you could be right. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll skirt by once again.
If he skirts by this, Alan, I owe you a cup of coffee. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, he's going to get reelected. Don't worry.
All right. Well, then put your order in and have a nice weekend. We'll see you later.
See ya,
Thomas. On. Whoa. Okay, we're going to try bringing Thomas back.
That?
I don't know what happened there.
Yikes.
I lost both of them. Thomas, call me back. Sorry about that. Mashed the button, but it didn't work.
No,
okay,
it did
so,
not.
Okay, so, Janet, I think to go back to what Alan was saying, I really believe this one's going to stick. I just have that gut feeling because it seems like everyone is pulling back. Because here's the thing. They built the guy up so much during the summer that they have to distance. If any of this is true, the media doesn't want to get any of it on him and the other Democrats. Why would a woman, okay, of color, who is the attorney general, flip Governor Cuomo? There's a reason behind it. There's other things happening behind the scenes that we don't even know.
Oh, I think so.
So, and maybe some of those things will never come to light, but I believe he's toast. I really do. Hey, we got Thomas back. Hey, Thomas.
Hi, guys. I was listening to your wait on hold music, and that's what messed you up. It's just
is that what it was?
Enjoying too much.
Oh, okay.
What you should do is
how
put
do you
that
like Slim Whitman
on there? That'll keep people, you know, in tune. And I want to get that as a ringtone. That'll be great in the middle of a store.
We'll try to work on that for you.
Have a dog screaming. But now you talk about Cuomo. What's going on with him? His party is feeding him to the dogs now because they want him out.
Yeah,
he won't be realistic because they. I mean, think about it. Nothing was said before, everybody's conspiracy theories, and now, what's that old saying, they're feeding their young,
They're eating their young.
They want him out for some reason.
Well, there's some rumors that Kristen Gildebrand, the senator that took Hillary's seat, might be wanting to run for governor or president again. So there's deals being made right now that we're not even aware of. Let's get them out of the way so this person can come in. And, you know, maybe be the next rising star because we know Joe's shelf life isn't very long.
For sure.
And you know the sad part about it? Politicians don't care. A lot of them don't care about people, and people have died from this stuff. And they're just playing politic games to make themselves look good, to make sure Trump looks bad, or I'm sorry, they say Orange Man look bad, or whatever. And it's just getting crazy. People are dying from this. Not right. just that, but everything. I mean, it's just politics has gotten so disgusting.
It has.
It's always been disgusting, though, really.
Don't get it on you.
It's almost as disgusting to have a feces thrown at you from a gorilla.
All right, if you guys don't stop talking about that, I'm going to, like, do something.
Hey, Thomas, thanks for being there for me, man.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm going to pay for your comment after the show, so I just want you to know
yes,
that.
Yes, you are.
Hey,
you
Mark,
just take it. You just take a joke and go too far.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Jen. We know, hey, you know we still love you there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love y'all, too, and it's a good thing.
Hey, have a good
one. Don't tell my wife, okay?
All right.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
Oh, right, my word.
All right. So, all right. It's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
We have one more Friday funny we'll get to before the show is over. It's actually, I don't know. I don't want to rank them because they've all been good. But this next one has got some political overtones and humor to it that I think you'll have to listen really closely. And that's the beauty of radio is that you can't watch it. You have to focus by listening. So set something down that you're doing. And focus when we come out of the break. I think it'll be in the around 8:50 time. Hopefully you can stay with us that long. Hey, if not, you can always go to our SoundCloud and hear the whole show over again if you didn't receive enough.
Are we going to edit the gorilla jokes out?
No. We're going to leave those in there.
Well, I apologize for that.
Go to SoundCloud, folks. Type in The Morning Jam, VTRN. You can pick up Janet's Five and Dine up there. You can pick up our interviews like the one we did with Rachel Smith from Freedom 424.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can catch each hour. We put it up there 1 hour at a time. You can click on if you remember it was an hour or two. There's a small description of each hour as well. So you can kind of get an idea. So you can listen to The Morning Jam anytime you want to. It doesn't have to be in the morning.
That's right.
And it's just the jam at that point.
The other thing, if you are coming in, tuning in late this morning, we had an interview with Freedom 424. And that was some good information.
Yeah, talking about
there. They're
human
doing
trafficking.
Such good work. And they've got some fundraisers who are that are coming up.
Yep.
And we'll have that interview posted as well.
Yep.
So a lot of that stuff's on the way. And we've got some deeper dives into your local stories. The good news is that some of the events are going to be returning.
I love it.
In 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So there's we've been doing some of those throughout the week this week. Now we've got some on the south side that are returning, some in Roanoke that are coming back, and then hopefully some in Lynchburg as well. So a lot of events and activities that you're going to be able to take in and
Friday,
enjoy.
Friday football happening in the spring right now. Some of the games, at least the ones for JF, are being covered on our station 100.9, part of the Virginia Talk Radio Network. So stay tuned for those kinds of details. And you can also catch that on our CBS frequency 93.3 here in Lynchburg. We're also on in Roanoke and Danville, and we're just so grateful for each and every one of you that are listening to us on any day of the week.
Yeah.
And the programming continues here on this frequency 100.9 that we're sitting in. The Hugh Hewitt Show comes on after that. The rest of the network, the Brian Kilmeade Show. Some good programming that carries you all the way through the rest of the day. If you're here in the morning, stick around and give us a chance the rest of the day. And I think, Janet, they will be pleasantly surprised that it's not only Common Sense Talk Radio in the morning, but we carry that whole idea throughout the whole day.
So coming up in our next half hour, we will have a deeper dive into those stories. We'll also be talking about 1 minute cleaning tasks that you should do right away.
Okay.
These are things that are going to help you keep your home clean forever.
Really?
Yes.
I've got my little disinfectant spray here right now. You can buy them at the dollar store. I'm surprised they exist because they were gone for so long.
I know.
You know.
So. But now they're restocked.
They're restocked. Finally.
On everything.
We can clean up our act. Or I can clean up my act anyway.
There you go. I'm glad you corrected that. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. It's Friday, and we're so glad you're here with us again. One of the Friday funnies coming at you here in the next 20 minutes or so, and a deep dive on local stuff here. But right now, CBS News Brief, and they'll talk about all the things that are going on nationally. Thanks for joining us.
CBS News special report, a winter hiring freeze, thawing out. The Labor Department has just released the February jobs report. The unemployment rate was at 6.2%, little better than the month before when it was at 6.3. Employers added 379,000 jobs compared to 49,000 in January. To consider, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
One statistic that is gaining focus is the number of long-term unemployed. Those are people who have been out of work for more than a half a year. One indication of a healthier labor market would be the decline of those long-term unemployed workers.
Last month's jobless report likely impacted by the winter storm in the South. The Senate is just beginning debate on the president's COVID relief bill, which would provide stimulus checks to many Americans. Again, the unemployment rate down to 6.2% last month. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Two Seminole District football teams will be out of play for the near future. Jefferson Forest High and EC Glass will not be playing games this week. This comes after potential coronavirus exposure for those teams. However, Lynchburg City School says Glass will still be able to practice in the meantime. The Virginia Employment Commission is hosting a statewide virtual job fair for Virginians looking for employment. A VC spokesperson says more than 400 employers are seeking to fill more than 6,500 positions. The three-day job fair will be held March 9th through the 11th from 1 to 5 p.m. And Travis Griffith has been named as a new Roanoke County Fire and Rescue Chief. He'll start his new role on Monday. Griffith currently serves as Deputy Chief of Operations for the department. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
At We Fix Stupid Computers, they empower individuals and businesses through their technology. From PCs to Macs, tablets to laptops, data recovery, training and business IT support, they help with all your computer needs. They also do free electronic recycling. With over 30 years' experience and thousands of satisfied clients, they've seen a lot of change over time and can help you with your technology crisis.
Hey, this is Colt at We Fix Stupid Computers, Linlinx Technologies, located on 221 in Forest. Give us a call at 525-8590 or online at wefixstupidcomputers.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Brad Bell from Impact Church in Forest, and I want to extend a special invitation to you and your family to come and worship and fellowship with us each Sunday at 10 a.m. at Impact Church. We are currently meeting on the 42 acres of land the Lord has allowed us to purchase, located on Route 811, immediately beside and behind the Forest Volunteer Fire Department. At Impact, you can worship in service in our spacious facility or in drive-in fashion from your vehicle in full view of the service. We have an exciting and active children's ministry available for ages 2 years old through fifth grade. We stand boldly on the Word of God because we believe and know that God's Word changes lives. The Lord is doing great things in and through this church, and we would love for you to be a part of it. So come experience the fun, fellowship, and time in God's Word, and join us in the movement of the Lord as we look to make an impact for Christ in our community. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Clear skies expected today with a high of 50 degrees. So we'll be on the blustery side as well. Those winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows tonight at 25 degrees. Sunshine returning for the weekend with a high of 49 on Saturday. Lows at 26 and near 50 degrees on Sunday, and not as breezy. That warmer weather comes back as we head into next week. Look for high temperatures climbing into the 60s.
Currently 36 degrees in Alta Vista. We have 34 degrees in Lynchburg and 36 degrees in the South Side.
Hey, so we're going to interrupt our
regularly
local
scheduled
news
program.
Yes, for Trucker Bob. He has come up on an accident, so we wanted to give you those details. Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm westbound here, and traffic is at a standstill. What I can see, I can't see the accident, but the markers are out for emergency scene ahead or something like that.
Okay, you
but,
broke up
we're at a standstill from yeah,
you broke up when you said
that,
where you were
that,
where you are. It broke up. So tell us where you're at again.
I'm on 460 westbound.
Okay.
About I'd say a mile and a half from the Templeton Market there on the westbound side.
Okay.
So.
So expect some delays.
Well, I'm not quite at the Thomas Terrace Baptist Church here.
Okay. All right.
If you know where that's at, that's,
yes, sir,
where, that's where I'm sitting at.
All right. So there's an accident. So if you're coming up 460.
Yeah, it says emergency scene ahead here, the placard on the side of the road. So
okay.
They got something going on.
All right.
So you could expect a slowdown if you're going to be in that part of the world.
Yeah, well, we're slowed down all right.
All right. Well, Bob, be careful out there.
It's a Friday. What do you expect?
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Be safe out there.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, Janet, we'll hit our local stuff here. In Roanoke, Bedford Retail Shop is relocating to the Star City. Something Else Boutique, it closed their Bedford-based location in February. Owner Janine Welsh says that the pandemic had an effect on what they were doing, but they decided to go to Roanoke because the Valley View Mall gave them such a great deal. They almost doubled their square footage from 1,600 to 3,000, and she is definitely ready for customers in the Roanoke Valley to come in and check out her store at Valley View Mall in Roanoke. So much success to her, and I hope it goes well.
Well, we do have more information on that accident on 460. Concord Volunteer Fire Department shared additional details about a tractor-trailer crash causing closures on U.S. Route 460 West this morning. According to the department, two vehicles were involved in the crash, no injuries. In addition, there are some, despite initial reports of possible entrapment, fire officials say nobody was trapped from the crash. Meanwhile, VDOT says the westbound right lane and right shoulder are closed, delaying traffic for 2 miles along U.S. 460.
Wow. Okay. If speaking of traveling and driving, if you're in Campbell County and you're off of English Tavern Road, specifically on Mantle Drive, you could be looking at huge increases if you get caught speeding. The city or the county board supervisors, they met to add an additional $200 to anyone that is caught speeding on Mantle Drive off of English Tavern Road. It must be a problem. When I looked at the neighborhood, Janet, and did the old, the Google map thing, it looks like it's a busy neighborhood. Probably a lot of children in that particular neighborhood. And Matt Klein, a member of the board, says speeding has been an issue. So we're going to clamp down on it.
And 13th Annual Smith River Fest is going to be returning to Henry County in August. It had to be canceled last year due to the pandemic, but they announced yesterday that it will be back at the Smith River Sports Complex from 10 until 4 on Saturday, August the 21st. Lots of activities planned, including free river tubing, live music. They're going to have a beer garden and water gun battle station. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
A casting pool, food trucks, and live music, of course. Sounds like it's going to be fun. People are going to be chomping at the bit by mm-hmm. August.
You could line me and Thomas up and shoot us for all those comments about the gorilla.
I know. You should do that for charity because I'm a good shot.
I'm sure you are.
So there we go.
Any kind of a
pistol
thing that has
a
trigger, you're good at.
That's right.
Hey, we talked about it over the last couple of weeks, the extension of the folks at the Capitol. And I wanted to play this. It's only about a minute long of Tucker Carlson talking about what it looks like in Washington, D.C. They're talking about extending the National Guard for another 60 days.
Capitol Hill looks like the green zone in Baghdad tonight. The rest of the city looks like the area outside the green zone in Baghdad tonight. Residential neighborhoods in Washington and in cities around the country are dangerous. They haven't been this dangerous in years. Americans are dying in huge numbers from street crime. No one in Congress cares. They're too busy spending tax dollars to shield themselves from the QAnon shaman and his 70-year-old accomplices. According to an analysis by The Intercept, last year, the year of BLM, we saw the largest recorded one-year rise in murders in American history. Quote, data from nearly 12,000 law enforcement agencies released by the FBI running through September shows murders up 21% nationally. We could give you many examples, and going forward, we will, because it matters more than the QAnon shaman. But here it is, too. 15 people were murdered in Oakland, California, just in January. 9 people have been murdered in Toledo so far this year. That's double the number from last year. That's 100% increase. But the residents of Toledo aren't getting a quick reaction force from Nancy Pelosi or her bodyguard, General Honoré. Maybe if they claim that QAnon's doing the killing, they will get it.
He's being sarcastic, obviously, at the end there. But, you know,
is he?
the defunding of the police.
Right.
And but we've got National Guards extensions for another 60 days. We still don't know why. Yesterday was a big...
For what?
Well, yesterday was the big day that QAnon was going to come and take over the Capitol again. That was the second time since January 6th they said, well, during the inauguration, they were going to come and take over.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to come and take
over
yesterday.
And yet they weren't prepared.
Absolutely. Nobody showed up.
But they knew.
Oh, on the 6th they knew. They had intel on the
6th. But it wasn't, it was like the worst kept secret.
Right.
I mean, everybody knew that fevers were running hot and things were going to be, and they still didn't equip properly.
Yeah.
They still didn't have people ready. That's when you could have brought in a few
National Guard. Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, every time Trump tried to do that, they would, we can't do that. He tried to send some to Portland. Nope, not going to do that.
Overstepping his bounds and stuff.
But, yeah. Boy, the minute that, you know, somebody puts their foot up on Nancy Pants' desk, it's like, let's call in the troops.
Right. And they're going to stay another 60 days, it looks like. And we had the story yesterday about how they've been treated, the food they were giving, undercooked food with metal shavings in some cases. That's just disgraceful. It's disgusting.
To treat our people that way, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So have you seen this story of a Virginia 5-year-old that's been getting the attention of more than 2 million TikTok users after posting a song that he had put together?
Well, do you have the audio?
I do. Let me see if we can get it to play here.
Okay.
Apparently, he shared his talents with the world by posting a video of his mom reacting to a song that he made. Let's see if we can get this to play for us.
I assume he's dancing.
No, he's recording her face.
So he made the loop and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's like, wait, what is going on?
Probably a future singer.
And she is just grinning from ear to ear with it. And it would seem that now that it's gone viral, showing Kingsley's mom listening to a song he had made on their iPad.
Oh, okay.
And that's what she said. Did you make that, Bubba? And he says, yep, bobbing his head to his own music.
And how old is he?
He's 5.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The interaction is now his producer tag on songs they've started sharing on SoundCloud for his fans to hear. More than 200,000 people follow him on his various parent-run accounts.
Wow, when Pharrell tags him, then you know it's probably going to go somewhere.
And he shares a message that says, you're amazing, you're great, thank you for following my TikTok and Instagram, he says.
Wow, that's cool.
It's not just an iPad that he uses. He has a drum set as well. And he says that he looks to other musicians for inspiration in making music, like Bruno Mars and Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
They make his top 5 list.
Yeah,
and he says, although he hasn't heard from the artist, he hopes that will change. Right now, he's focusing on school and making beats.
Wow. I think he's going to probably get the attention of one of those two.
Well, now celebrities are reaching out to him and making comments about it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty fun. This actually started in February.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, so it's getting traction since then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Detroit Lions, Billie Eilish's brother.
Oh, really?
Are reaching out to him.
Oh, my
Diplo,
gosh.
I don't know who that is, but I'm not cool. So
yeah.
That would be probably why. He's probably happy that I don't know. He or she, I don't know, is probably happy that I don't know who they are. I don't think I'm their demographic.
Well, I know one way to make them happy is if you made them something to eat.
I can make everybody happy that way.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So today on 5 and Dine, we had a switch up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. You want to tell them why we did that?
Well, because of the I'm going to get his name right here. I'm going to pull our paper here. Momo Fuku Ando is the inventor of the instant noodle. And we recognized his birthday today.
and his great accomplishments to helping us all survive college.
The ramen noodle inventor.
I know, because yes. Without it, how could we have survived?
And on the fly, you literally changed your five and dime.
Well,
at about 6:15.
It only because I happen to have a recipe that I use. I don't eat ramen noodles unless I'm making this particular recipe, which is delicious.
All right.
This is a ramen noodle salad. And you're going to start out by roasting some either slivered almonds or sliced almonds. And you can kind of roast them in the oven. Well, you can't because you've been burning everything lately.
Yeah.
But you roast them while you're making the salad dressing. And if you roast those almonds, it really brings out the flavor in the salad. Then you're going to make your salad dressing. It's just a few ingredients and you want to mix it together. The olive oil, and you've got some rice wine vinegar, and then the packet that comes out of the ramen noodles. And you're going to want to combine all that together and toss it with prepackaged coleslaw and broccoli slaw. And then you break up the ramen noodles into bite-sized pieces. It's two packages of them. And you put that in there, mix it all together. And then once the almonds are roasted, you mix that in and combine it. And then you place it in the fridge and let it chill for at least 3 hours. I think it's better if you wait until overnight.
Okay.
To eat it the next day, although usually the kids won't stay out of it that
right.
long. But you can try to refrigerate it for 3 hours. And this is a recipe that you say your family will fight over.
Oh, we'll fight over. And if there is anything left the next day, this is one of those things that actually stays really good a day later.
That makes me want to make it this weekend.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
In honor of his birthday.
I like that.
Hey, we'll be back with another Friday Funny. This is a good one. And some more feel-good stories for your Friday on the Morning Jam.
We have a Friday Funny, like she said, and you're going to want to stick around for this one. This one is probably, I think, the best of the morning.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Real funny guy. Again, we mentioned earlier, you can check us out later, The Morning Jam at VTRN through SoundCloud.
Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
If you're a business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. A local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person who will steer them right. Hi, I'm Chip Harvey.
And I'm Kim Gardner. And as State Farm agents, we're no different. We run a small business too, so we're perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. So stop in and talk with me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights.
Or me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's. And let's talk about your small business insurance today.
Get the Mills Heating and Air Conditioning preseason AC check for only $59, a 50% savings. Mills will check for proper freon levels, check electrical contacts, wiring, and more. Only $59. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
This is Randy Trost, and at Trost Law, we put family first. We understand situations involving attorneys can often be confusing and scary. That's why we take time to sit down with our clients, listen to them, and go the extra mile to make sure they understand every step we take. We won't keep you waiting days or weeks to answer your questions or return your calls. That's not how we treat family, and that's not how we treat our clients. We mean it when we say, let our family help your family. If you're in need of legal assistance, contact us at trostlaw.com.
Do you know someone with a gambling problem? They look just like anyone else. It could be your friend, a coworker, a family member, or maybe even you. Not everyone has a problem with gambling, but do you know what problem gambling looks like? It looks like anyone. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-888-532-3500. It's free and confidential. Brought to you by the Virginia Lottery and Virginia Council on Problem Gambling.
How much time do you spend listening to this station, driving to and from where you need to be? Getting your daily news, traffic, weather, and entertainment is something you only get from local radio. So if you're a small business owner or decision maker, it makes sense to talk directly to those that live and work right in your own neighborhood. All of us are looking forward to this year being one of opportunity and regrowth. Your message on local radio gives your customers the confidence to move forward. Advertising on this station lets you talk one-on-one with listeners who appreciate the same things you do. Local news, information, and programming that matters right here at home. We're all looking forward to a better 2021 with businesses fully open and thriving. Advertising on this station promotes your business in a way that reaches out to listeners, like neighbors and friends, as a trusted brand your customers believe in. So next time you're looking for a creative, cost-effective way to reach people in your community, call us for messages that are live at home and close to home. This message paid for by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters.
As you can hear, I was born and raised in France. But my parents come from another romantic country, Iran. See, that's the thing in America. I feel people have the wrong idea about Iran. So tonight, I would like to play a melody that really shows the relationship between America and Iran, because I think that one day we can live in peace. I call this the American Iran Concerto. If you want to download this music, it's on CNN.
He was really, really funny.
Oh, yeah.
I think he said the Comedy News Network, which is about right.
Yeah, right.
There. Oh, my gosh, he's funny. And a pretty talented violin player.
Yeah, really.
As well.
Making it sound like the...
Oh, he had it all down.
The popo.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Mm. So we like that. Yeah. All right. Well, it is Friday,
and
we know that the weekend is on the way. Lots of things going on that people can take in and enjoy. At least we hope.
What are you gonna do?
They're gonna. I'm into garden mode right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of gardening. My kitchen may or may not be taken over by, you know, little seed starters and little pots, and I've got like the whole window starting to look like a jungle.
You and I sort of have this race that we're going to do with some plants.
You started it.
Well, I said you want to go ahead and have a race. You went ahead and bought some things at Lowe's, and I went and bought it, but I bought a different version of what you bought.
So I decided this year that I was going to add berries to the whole raised beds.
Right.
So I wanted raspberries and a black raspberry and some blueberries. So I wanted to have those. And so I had found some at a good price, and I shared that with you.
Yeah.
And then you promptly went and bought more expensive than what I bought.
Therefore, thanks for already rubbing it in. Well,
no, I mean, they're probably bigger. They're probably further along.
They're potted. And
right.
Their growth is probably, I don't know, about 11, 12 inches tall.
And so he said that, you know, you said, oh, well, just have to have a race about it. So that's what we're going to do.
And Mark said, game on.
Yeah, well, my Mark is very competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, he coached softball for years, and he would tell the young girls, you know, girls, we're just here to have fun, but what's more fun than winning? Nothing. So, you know, he's pretty competitive.
If you ain't first, you're last.
If you're not first, you're last. He does have that Ricky Bobby mentality.
So is he going to, like, lay down at night and sleep next to them?
Maybe.
Tell them bedtime stories or something?
That's right.
Like your Dr. Seuss?
Look, here's some more manure. I'm going to, like, just going to feed you and make you all happy. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep track of that to see who does better. Here's a feel-good story that we want to share with you. At a Pennsylvania war memorial, collector was able to find the family of a man whose letters from the Korean War ended up for sale at an auction.
Oh, wow.
Rodney Shoup of Weatherly said he bid on the collection of more than 100 letters from the Korean War in October of 2020, and he ended up winning them for only $3.
Oh, really?
He said he decided in late February he was going to try to find the family of the author Vincent Cohen, who had addressed the letters to his parents in Pennsylvania while he was serving in Korea. Mm-hmm. This is history. This is something people live for. It shouldn't be thrown away. It's something that should be given back to whoever, because maybe that family didn't know that they even existed. Right. I thought, I'll buy them, and if I can get them, I'll try to find the person and give them back. He said that he discovered that the soldier had died in 2004, and he ran into difficulty when trying to track down family members. He said when he did a segment on WNEP, it led to a major lead. Within 10 minutes, I got an email saying that they were the relatives, and I'm like, I saw that number. I didn't waste any time. I called it right away, and the family was amazed to discover the existence of the relatives' letters. We couldn't believe it. Vincent's gone for how many years already? Who would have known that these letters were floating around like this? It's just amazing, said one of the family members. And the family say they are very grateful.
Yeah.
That's a thoughtful thing to do.
That's a connection to your ancestry. That's neat.
The Korean War seems almost to be forgotten.
Yeah, they call it the Forgotten War. Yeah.
I mean, the people who fought in that war, I mean, they... Like, literally, the only thing I can think of is MASH. Mm-hmm. MASH kind of highlights somewhat. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's not really talked about too much.
It's not.
We have a Vietnam veteran's place that's going to be coming up in Lovingston. We're going to be talking with them next week about some... a museum that they've started up there and how people can be a part of that. Mm-hmm. That's still in the very early stages.
Right.
But you see a lot about World War II, even Vietnam. But when it comes to Korea, it seems like that should be in a museum somewhere.
Yeah, it should. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because every now and then these letters surface of, like, during the Civil War, and their love letters or their letters written to their, you know, their... family, you know, I'm here,
or their
I'm on
loved
the battlefield.
Ones. And what they're going through, and it does give a different perspective for sure.
Sure does.
So have you ever run a marathon?
No, I've done a 5K. Well, the Run for Their Lives that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
That's
the
longest I've done.
All right. Yeah. Well, an Australian athlete, he broke a record. He ran a marathon in 16 hours and 12 minutes, and that may not sound too impressive until you realize he was pulling a 1.6-ton truck.
What?
Yep. Corey Philpott, 23, pulled the 3,300-pound Ford Ranger truck for a distance of 26.2 miles.
Wow.
Yep.
I hope it was flat. Or a little bit downhill grade.
Jameson Park in New South Wales, and he took the new world record title for the strongest marathon. Well, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. Wow.
Apparently, the 16 hours, 12 minutes was enough to beat the previous record. I can't. Why would you run a marathon pulling a truck?
I don't know.
And what keeps you from getting run over by the truck at some point?
Well, maybe there's somebody in there controlling the brake and all that kind of thing.
I hope they were skinny. I mean, they were already heavy enough.
Or hope they were on your good side in case they just touched the brakes every now and then.
And this is interesting. The previous record was held by a U.S. athlete.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What did it say what they pulled? Or?
Well, it just said that his record was 17 hours.
Okay.
So he beat it by a little more than 45 minutes.
Okay.
After the attempt, he said, I've got no injuries. I feel great. Think I'll go for a run tomorrow.
Wow.
Show off.
Yeah, really. Hey, you were talking about interviews. We'll have our Medical Monday coming up Monday with Dr. Kathy. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, and it's been confirmed, so we'll hope that we have Glenn Youngkin. He is running for governor, the Republican nomination. So we'll have him on Tuesday, and who knows what else next week will bring.
That's right. You have a great weekend. We'll be back, and we'll spend Monday with you. Thanks for listening to The Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb. I hope you have a great weekend. Make today awesome. We'll see you Monday.